We're going to get the recording going. Good morning. It is Easter Monday. I don't know what that's supposed to really stand for, the day after Easter. Sunday. Christ is resurrected. It's a commemoration of it. It's done. The most amazing. Somebody called it one of the greatest events in history. And you go, no, it was the greatest event in history. Unprecedented. Never happened before. It will never happen again. Not only unique in this world, but in our existence, opened the door for us to go forward and to become like our Heavenly Father. All right. I was looking at Omega stuff. You know, there's different, these are pop personalities, but can I be honest? Almost all of it is pop personalities. You know, I ought to do this with the people. Oh, more. Is this thing actually going? There we go. I think it may pause when I'm using, like, Google-ish stuff. Introverted. Omegas generally enjoy their own company. That's me. And can be reserved, especially around new people. They often need time alone to recharge after social interaction. Yeah. Value deep connections. Oh, that's true. That's true. Priority quality over quantity. Relationships, often having a small circle of close trust friends. Intelligent and curious. I think I'm okay. Individuals tend to be well-read. Strong problem-solving skills. I tend to capitalize on that in computer stuff. Although, I gotta say, I've been kind of lazy lately because smarter and more experienced people than I are more than willing to tell me what I need to do. And it's like, God, I don't even need to think. Okay. Joy learning and intellectual pursuits. They can have unique and unconventional interests. I can't speak to that. How often? Okay, independent, self-reliant, comfortable going against the norm. Non-competitive. I am not a competitive person. If there's a competition, I usually say, "Ah, you win," and walk away. Isn't that fun? Content with their own achievements, whatever those tend to be. The jobs and the roles I tend to get, are those that are difficult to fill? I'm almost the only Linux guy in my region. I'm one of the few, I guess. And I tend to get, looked at for the jobs that these require. It requires that. Oh. Really? Okay, the non-competitive. Avoid leadership roles. They generally do not seek positions of authority or control. That's true of me too. To be sensitive. Yeah, I'm real sensitive. If they can be deeply romantic, of course, I say, Lisa, am I romantic? She goes, no. And you go, so, and passionate. Helps be overly sensitive and tend to bottle up their feelings. Oh, yeah. Lack social awareness or skills. Uh-huh. Omega males in particular may have difficulty with social cues or lack strong social skills. Self-assured, despite not seeking external validation, they can possess a strong sense of self-worth. Oh, I do? Oh, okay. Omega person, here's some people who they say, who, at least it's been written. This was all compiled by Gemini. Sherlock Holmes. This is from Sherlock. Dexter, from Dexter's Laboratory. I don't know who Bran Stark from the Game of Thrones is. It's important to remember, are broad and descriptive, and individuals will exhibit a unique blend of traits. Concept of Omega can sometimes be viewed negatively, context and social hierarchies. It's essential to recognize the valuable qualities that the individuals with this personality often possess. Intelligence, independence, and capacity for deep connections. Oh, okay. Okay, what's 2000 flash? 201 flash. I have no idea what that means. Okay. So yeah, thought a little bit in the past about being a Sigma, but that's got a lot of traits I don't have. I'm more of an Omega, which means I'm at the bottom of the heap. So I don't really care. Today I'm going to go and get some, it's called Snowcap, that's a trade name, elastomerized roof covering. I'm going to use that to try to seal up around the, boy, let me tell you, it rained over the weekend, and, boy, did it come through my, apparently, sorry ceiling job. I used Pookie, and, it's really not good for filling voids, I guess. I don't think this stuff really is either. So I might be putting, I always call it flashing. I might be putting something around the outside of the duct going down for the swamp cooler to try to make sure that we've got the void pretty much handled. Now we're just sealing cracks. I've got some potential stuff for that. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Anyway, got that to do. I think I'm going to go ahead and at some point during this week, go ahead and put the old evac canister back in. Although, since I have it out, maybe I should spend the money and put a new one in there, but they're really expensive, you know, like $80. I don't know. So yeah, Earth Day is coming up. The most obnoxious made up school kid holiday. It's not a holiday, though. Although I tell you, given the chance, I bet you a lot of people would make it into a holiday. They made it on April the 22nd. It really is something that schools, public schools, latched on to with great joy. Number one, it gives teachers a chance to not do what they normally do, to go out and do other things. Which is always a huge thing. There is an irrigation ditch right next to our elementary school. And there was some grant money gotten. And they decided to put in kind of a nature trail in there. And this place had become kind of the nexus of Earth Day, I'm just going to call it an ejaculation, because that's what Earth Day is. It is some kind of Earth Mama ejaculation. Now that we know that the Earth Mama may be transgendered and would tend to ejaculate, those fertilize the grass. So probably the closest thing the modern society had to a fertility religion. Anyway, so yeah, I guess you've noticed that I'm not particularly big on Earth Day. I think it's the biggest pile of hoo-ha that I've ever heard of in my life. Basically, a fertility ritual. And we still have another week or two before we should be planting things. But I may go ahead and put my cucumber plants in, so they can start growing up. I started the cucumbers very late last year, because that's when I finally got the idea. And I got the stuff together to do it. This year, much, much, much more during the growing season. We'll put it up, make it start happening. And don't know what other things we're going to do this year. My dearest Lisa Jane is, we haven't done much. One of the good things about our management of our next door house, beyond the storage it gives, the fact that my kids live there for a while, at least two of them, the twins. Sam lived there for, golly, bordering on 3 years. Cale just came for a little while after he got out of the military. Stayed with us for a little bit before he went to Camp Hill. My oldest daughter, Shayna, she did AmeriCorps. Kind of a homegrown Peace Corps. Doesn't require a bachelor's degree. Anyway. And she's an AmeriCorps outfit out of Utah State University. So she went up there to Logan, Utah. Did it for not a full hitch. My impression of it, though, that AmeriCorps was full of thugs. And then she picked up a lot of really bad habits from her AmeriCorps experience. You sent it up there with a car, and the car came back in practically in pieces. Anyway, so that was, you know, and that was interesting. I don't know if that was a real definitive thing in her life. I'm trying to remember if that came before she went out to college or after. I think it happened before. Yeah. It happened before. I was able to take a couple of emergency days off from work and go and, lack of a better term, pick her up. Anyway, or travel back with her. Yeah. Brenna Jelaine was the first person to go to Camp Hill. She went as the AmeriCorps volunteer. She did that for a bit. You know, I don't know if these guys ever did a full stint with AmeriCorps at all, either one of them. I don't know. Anyway, and that started Brenna Jelaine. She has never really come back home after that, which is great. After that, she got, she went to Vermont for, nearly 2 years, or over 2 years. Worked at a bakery that was run by a bunch of Jews. And then she got on with the Earthship people. Brenna Jelaine, really, to a certain extent, you know, when people say, oh, you know, you live your life vicariously through your children. And it was like, you know, I've thought about and pondered these things. I don't really think I ever shared it particularly with my children. However, but let me tell you, if I would have had great, big, great plans that my kids would follow in my footsteps, it was Brenna Jelaine that did most of that. Doing the most interesting things in interesting places. She's certainly traveled the most widely. She spent time in China. She spent a couple of weeks in South Korea. Been involved with some interesting organizations. She is not a hippie sort. Although it seems like she's gotten into D&D. Everybody thought that this was the stuff I was doing. And I was either too shy or it really wasn't interesting enough to me. I don't have a lot of hobbies because I just don't get into things very much. Anyway, make sure I'm still recording. Yeah, I'm still recording. It's been really interesting because she's really done all the things that I think I would have been most interested in doing. Or at least she's been more open to larger experiences. Great part is she's still a good member of the LDS Church. Yet another example that she can be a rather interesting person and still be a decent Latter-day Saint, even though you don't subscribe to Utah culture, which I have always been very very much after my mission to Utah, I lacked any interest in really living in Utah. Anyway, all of my children are very independent, very much their own people. It's just really interesting to watch, see. All over the map on several levels. Just heard from Josh and Alejandra yesterday for Easter. And they did a lot of Easter things with the primary kids. They are entrenched in their local Spanish branch. I guess Josh is picking up some Spanish along with his professional attachment to Chinese. Quite an interesting thing. There's traffic on this road, on this Melrose, the Tooth and Carry the Melrose cutoff. This road's called 262. Doesn't matter. It's the road between Melrose and Tooth and Carry. There's a school bus ahead of me for Melrose Schools. Anyway, has a large catchment area compared to the other little tiny schools here. Ranch schools out of House and Grady. I went to Grady for 1 year, sixth grade, just before we pulled up stakes and went to move to Lubbock. My dad got an opportunity to take a big promotion. He went to Lubbock. And we did too. Where my mother kind of, whoa, let me tell you, Lisa and Matt went off to visit my mom for about a week, a little over a week. And mom was talking about, that's true, that she kind of fell into nursing because it was just the easiest and the quickest thing to get done and paid for her education. And she taught nursing for a little while until that kind of fell apart. And, pardon me. So yeah, I keep thinking these Omega type thoughts, so I'm probably going to end my recording, so, well, I don't know. I can just watch Omega type things on YouTube. It would be interesting to do that kind of thing. You know, there's people come up with all kinds of recordings for different aspects. I haven't seen a lot on Omega, so maybe there's some money and interest to be ginned up talking about Omega. Anyway, so we'll see how that kind of goes. I did the experiment. I put up some Moin Moin wiki servers. I've always used wikis for my buildup of knowledge, and I decided to keep this one open, and I remembered again why keeping this open, why wikis kind of died as this kind of freewheeling knowledge building thing, because people just start using it for stupid advertising. Got attacked by Russians. Bunch of stuff that I couldn't read because it was in Russian. And then a bunch of casino stuff. And so I had to shut off the generalized ability to do these kinds of things so that people could make edits without having to really announce themselves particularly. Although there was a few people that it seemed like they had some interesting possibilities on the whole idea of family sovereignty. And although, can I be honest, I'm really not much of a leader in any of this stuff. You know, I just produce things. Anyway, so, I don't know. And I was just, there was a little thing that popped up. You have to understand, I get ideas from places. A really old edition of Wired magazine had done a whole bunch about undersea cables, and that's what kind of stirred my juices for going offshore. And so I only worked offshore for 2 years, but it was definitely a new part of my life. And it really got me off of working home economics or working child development, child care. Well, no, I was working as a WIC lady, which I did for 2 years too. And I started doing technology after that, which really improved my prospects immeasurably. Made a lot more money, did a lot more things. Anyway. And you know, we just fall into things sometimes. It's not really that big of a deal. However, yeah. Don't know if Zenith and Omega really go together, but kind of is what it is. So I'm going to go ahead and go off of this and look at Omega and see what kind of interesting things we can get out of that. Oops.